According to his inner circle, Bill Gates believes he's discovered the ultimate solution to vaccinate every single person on the planet, whether they consent or not. His weapon of choice? A new bird flu vaccine powered by mRNA technology. A so-called miracle that critics warn could bring about mass depopulation and leave humanity enslaved by a ruthless global elite. But how does Gates plan to deliver this controversial vaccine to a world where trust in him is at an all-time low? And more disturbingly, how advanced is this plan? This video contains critical information that must be digested and shared far and wide so we can stop their evil plans in their tracks. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. The White House dropped a deeply disturbing video last Thursday titled, "The Time to Move Forward is Now." The video features Americans of all ages wearing masks. If you're still unsure what the global elite are planning for your immediate future, just watch this dystopian video. The future they're pushing for is masks, mandates, 50-minute cities, and the death of freedom. It's a vision of totalitarian control, just as Orwell warned. A globalist jackboot stomping on humanity's face forever. Why would they release a video featuring masked Americans in 2025? Don't forget, the Gates Foundation virologist Dr. Peter Hotez warned, or should I say threatened, that the elites have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January the 21st.
Here's the reason why we need to care about this stuff, Nicole, is that we have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st. Mr. Bloomberg mentioned H5N1. That I'm really worried about. It's all over wild birds on the western part of the United States and going up in the north. It's getting into the poultry. We're seeing sporadic human cases, no human to human transmission yet, but that could happen. It's in the cattle, it's in the milk. And that's just the beginning. We have another major coronavirus likely brewing.
If you're wondering what the big picture stuff coming down the pike from Gates Foundation looks like, let me break it down for you. First, you need to understand that Gates is in a desperate position, and for good reason. For decades, he wielded his immense wealth to buy power and influence, corrupting governments and institutions with shocking ease. But in recent years, the unelected global health czar pushed too far, crossing lines that even his allies couldn't ignore. Millions have paid the price for his greed, and now his evil deeds are catching up with him.
Given billions for vaccines and saved millions of lives, if you just kind of invert that and say, no, we're, you know, trying to make money from vaccines and, you know, not trying to save lives, that's, you know, a popular conspiracy theory.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
Over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
No, we're, you know, trying to make money from vaccines, and that's, you know, a popular conspiracy theory.
Over a 20-to-1 return.
In the Netherlands, Gates is facing trial, scrambling to deploy every trick and legal maneuver to avoid accountability for what prosecutors say were deadly lies about the COVID vaccines that were responsible for countless body bags. Meanwhile, in Kenya, the High Court has stripped him of legal and diplomatic immunity, paving the way for a major criminal case that they believe will blow the lid off the horrifying results of his vaccine trials. The walls are closing in, and Gates' empire of control is finally beginning to crack. And this is precisely why Gates is so desperate to push his bird flu mRNA vaccine onto the global population, whether they consent or not. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA turned whistleblower, warns that Gates is obsessed with forced vaccination of the world, and he has invested billions in this evil work.
in Belgium, I was asked the converse of your question, could RNA vaccine technology be made safe? And my response to the interviewer was, well, if pigs had wings, they might be able to fly. We're speculating about whether it might be possible at some point in time to modify this tech in order to make it transmissible. Now, is there any precedent for why that might be considered desirable by the, let's say, funding community? And the answer is yes. So my whole career, for most of my career, Charlie Arnson at University of Arizona was advocating for edible vaccines. And these are often considered as edible. He used to be promoting the idea that we would engineer bananas to make them a edible vaccine. People have talked about this for years and years and years. There's been, I'm sure, hundreds of millions of dollars poured into this. And yet we don't have any edible vaccines. Why not? Well, there's this fundamental problem called the gut. And it's designed to break down peptides and proteins so that we can absorb them. And it turns out to be really hard to make products that will pass through your stomach and your stomach acid and still maintain biologic activity when they get down into your distant intestine. And so all of the hope and fear around edible vaccines so far has not come to pass. Could it be enabled using a genetic therapy-based approach? Absolutely could be done. could that be implemented by folks that desire to have infectious vaccines? Well, this is something that Bill Gates is promoting. The idea that we would have a vaccine that could just be administered and you would get that vaccine whether you wanted to or not. This surreptitious possibility that there might be transmissible, and let's call it what it is. We're talking about a gene therapy of which vaccination is just one potential indication. Is it possible that the food supply could be modified to administer such? Absolutely.
Given his precarious legal situation, Gates sees no other choice but to go all in. If he succeeds, the majority of the world's population could be wiped out, leaving the survivors enslaved under globalist control. This is what Gates going all in looks like. Gates-funded scientists in the Netherlands have spent millions of dollars of Gates' grant money to develop mosquito-delivered vaccines and GMO parasites. Turns out Gates wasn't joking when he released mosquitoes in an auditorium and let them fly around telling the audience there's no reason only poor people should be infected.
We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
For years, the media have bent over backward to debunk claims that Bill Gates has been developing bioengineered viruses, vaccines, and GMO mosquitoes designed to deliver them to humans without consent. Now, they've been exposed as never before. And we've got the details after this important message from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. please click the link below this video or call 256-664-4170 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. A leading peer-reviewed medical journal has quietly confirmed what so-called conspiracy theorists have long suspected about Gates' activities. In a disturbing study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, Gates-funded scientists at the Leiden University Medical Center developed mosquitoes capable of injecting humans with bioengineered malaria-causing parasites. Just as gain-of-function research is designed to make viruses exponentially more dangerous, Gates' experiments haven't aimed to make mosquitoes harmless, but rather to turn them into carriers of even more diseases. Dr. Peter McCullough explains more.
The whole country is plagued by mosquitoes, by and large. They carry diseases like malaria, yellow fever, dengue fever, West Nile virus, which we have in Dallas. And the direction of this mosquito vaccine research is not directed at the mosquitoes themselves. So if the mosquitoes were made more benign, you know, that would be terrific. But the direction has been to actually alter the diseases that they carry. And then once that disease is genetically altered, the mosquitoes act like a vaccine syringe and then inject that modified parasite, in the case of malaria, into the human body.
Wow. All right, so the big question is this good? Is this bad? Is it nefarious? Can it be used both ways? And then anytime you start mentioning Bill Gates, and it seems like he is hot on this, we know how hot he is on all the vaccinations, it really starts getting the hairs standing up on the back of my neck. So what is Bill Gates doing here? Should we be concerned about this?
Well, Gates is a funder of many of the universities that are doing this research. So in the November 2024 issue of New England Journal of Medicine, a paper from University of Leiden in the Netherlands took normal human volunteers and they genetically manipulated the malaria parasite, the falciparum parasite that's in an active liver replication phase. And then they injected it into mosquitoes. The mosquitoes then were raised up. And then the volunteers, listen to this, Grant, the volunteers had to allow themselves to get 50 mosquito bites, 50, three different times to be vaccinated against malaria. And then it looked like it was only partial protection in one of the two treatment arms.
Stop me if this sounds familiar. Annual shots that offer zero real protection against the so-called disease, all while lining big pharma's pockets and wreaking havoc on public health. Welcome to Plandemic 2.0. Future generations will look back in horror at this era, an age where billionaire globalists operated in plain sight, plotting to dismantle the world as we know it. Their schemes, driven by greed and power, trample over humanity and every living thing in their path. Take Bill Gates' latest money-spinning hoax. He's planning to chop down millions of trees and bury them to address so-called climate change. It doesn't take a genius to understand that this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Honestly, the elite are just having a laugh at our expense now.
Bill Gates and other investors are betting Kodama Systems can reduce carbon dioxide in the air by chopping down and burying trees, which has raised $6.6 million in seed funding from Bill Gates' Breakthrough Energy and others. Scientists say burying trees can reduce global warming as well. I don't know where they're finding these scientists, by the way. To help address the problem, the U.S. Forest Services aims to thin out 70 million acres of western forests, mostly in California, over the next decade, extracting more than 1 billion tons of bone-dried biomass. Normally, when you cut down trees, when you're a lumberjack, when you have a lumber company, you're selling the lumber to build houses, people buying from Home Depot or whatever. They're arguing that they want to, rather than sell the timber, take all that wood and just bury it, because they're saying that that is a better solution. And so, in other words, this is a business, because they're getting money to create carbon offsets.
Gates is spending money like there's no tomorrow, investing in bizarre carbon offset schemes to create a new scam economy to raise funds for expensive mosquito research in Europe. Meanwhile, in South America, Gates is funding mosquito megafactories, where researchers are perfecting the science of mass-producing tens of millions of GMO mosquitoes, ready to release on an unsuspecting public.
Hi, I'm Scott O'Neill here in Medellin, Colombia today, and I'm at the world's biggest mosquito factory for the World Mosquito Program. We're making in here 30 million mosquitoes a week. Come and have a look. We're doing it for a very serious reason. Cities like Medellin have suffered from diseases like dengue, Zika, chikungunya for decades, but not anymore. We've been able to bring the solution of Wolbachia mosquitoes to this city. When this bacteria called Wolbachia gets introduced into the mosquito, it stops their ability to transmit dengue. We release mosquitoes that have Wolbachia, and then they go and mate, and Wolbachia gets passed into the wild mosquito population. If we're going to control these diseases in all the tropical cities of the world, it's going to require a lot of mosquitoes. The mosquito life cycle starts with the egg, and in this room, we've got a lot of eggs. Each one of these strips, these tiny black dots, are up to 10,000 mosquito eggs. Across all of these strips, about 1.5 million dried eggs waiting to hatch. In this tray, we've got the newly hatched eggs. They're little larvae, so small you can hardly see them. They're gonna sit in here for a few days and eat and get bigger until they look like these ones over here. They're starting to turn into pupae. We're wanting to do the next step of sorting the males from the females. We wanna do that so we can manipulate the sex ratio in the cages to be more female than male. The bottom ones along here are the boys, and the ones at the top are the girls. They're bigger. From here, they're going into the adult cages. We have adults that we continuously grow in what we call our brood stock. And then over here, we have the mass-produced mosquitoes getting ready to give us the eggs to go out directly into the field. It's crazy how they sound. You might wonder, what do we feed all these mosquitoes here? Well, I can tell you, we've got the good stuff in here. On the top shelf, literally, we've got the blood. They love it. Once the mosquitoes are grown, they're ready to go out into the field. The first way is to get the eggs and package them in a gelatin capsule with food. Voila. There's 300 eggs in here and enough food for the mosquitoes to be able to grow. They just need to be dropped in water. The other approach is to take the adults themselves, here we have 300, and they can be released off the back of a motorbike. Get up. Or even packaged into a drone for aerial release.
So there we have it. Gates' GMO mosquitoes released by drones in dense urban population centres. Turns out, the so-called conspiracy theorists were right about this one too. RFK Jr. has been sounding the alarm for years about the unelected World Health Czar and his reckless psychopathic behaviour. The need to get RFK confirmed as health secretary has never been greater.
And I read an article that, from the New York Times, that Bill Gates had just donated $50 million to Kamala Harris's campaign. And the article said that it was the first donation that he's made in 20 years, that he stayed out of politics, that he's been bipartisan. It was a dark money donation. He didn't intend for it to be public. Do you think Bill Gates made that donation out of a patriotic impulse? Do you think he made it out of a humanitarian impulse? Do you think he made it because he wants global health? Or because he wants to make America healthy again? Well, there was something else, another article about Bill Gates that came out today that said he's just been indicted. He's been indicted in the Netherlands for lying to the public about the COVID vaccine. And he's going to have to go to trial. You think that he wants to go to trial here in the United States of America? You think maybe that's one of the reasons he chose to give $50 million to Kamala Harris?
Here are the People's Voice. We're determined to continue exposing the elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel on Rumble and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.